Good morning. The time is 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio with us this morning, we have Doug Osborne and Justin Rivas. They're here to tell us about the Sitka Health Summit, which is starting today and going through Friday. Welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
And first, Doug, can you tell us what the Sitka Health Summit is? I know this is the 11th annual one, so most listeners probably have heard of it before, but just remind us of what you all are up to for the next couple of days.
Yeah, it starts today. And Justin is going to be doing a workshop at UAS at 10:30. It's called Boundary-Spanning Leadership, and it's about how to work with a variety of people. And then tonight is a big presentation. It's at the library. It's health equity, and it's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30. So all our events are free and open to the public. And then the actual planning day, it used to be the planning day for the last 10 years, but this is the 11th year, so we have something special. It's a day and a half. Starts Thursday, 1 o'clock, goes 1 to 4:30 Thursday, and then all day Friday, and we're going to pick two health equity goals. And these aren't unfunded mandates. Like in the past, they get $2,000 in startup, they get some support, we write letters, and we help to get them going in a good way. So that's the events the next few days, and people are invited to come and join and learn about health equity.
Great. And before we talk about what health equity is and what you'll be telling us about, Justin, you're facilitating these planning processes. So can you just first tell us a little bit about who you are and where you've been living and why you do this kind of work and what brought you up to Alaska?
Sure thing. So I'm originally from Wisconsin, so I'm used to the climate up here, I guess, a little bit. So I work for a national program called County Health Rankings and Roadmaps, which is at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, but it's a collaboration with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And what we do is we really strive to take data around health and move it to action in communities. So we like to look at the local perspective of how to make community health change. So the process of translating research into action is really what we try to do. And the draw to Sitka is that it's a really vibrant community that has a smaller capacity to really make some positive change. And Doug's been a great advocate for the health work going on here.
And you all have been working together for almost a year planning this, you were saying. What's that process been like prior to your actual arrival in Sitka, which I think is your first time in Alaska?
This is true, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but you were in touch for a while. What was that like?
Sure. So more formally, Doug and the core leadership team, which is part of the broader health coalition, is a coaching team. So I'm a community coach, and we work with coaching teams in different communities around the country. And for the past year or so, we've had monthly coaching calls and doing some of the kind of nitty-gritty work behind the planning and coalition building, thinking about stakeholders in the community, thinking about who best to engage on certain issues, and really thinking carefully about those parts of the population in the community that are most affected by poor health outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And so since you do this work all the time, I'm curious, what is it like to be in a room with lots of different stakeholders and community members you've brought from all over to talk about coming to a common goal? That's a challenge. And what are some of the things you bring to that kind of work?
That's a really good question.
we'll find out soon.
We're about to find out later today and tomorrow.
Sure thing. It's a challenge because we really want it to be community, a large level of community engagement and community resident driven decision making. So it's not just who you think of traditionally at the top quote leaders of organizations, but how community residents identify the health needs that they see in their community. So it is a challenge, and how we're going to go about that is having an active open brainstorming process that would be very democratic in nature and kind of building on each other's ideas so there's a sense of cohesion throughout the planning.
And if someone wants to participate in these planning processes, which are tomorrow from 1 to 4:30 p.m. and I think on Friday as well from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., who do they contact?
They can contact me. They can leave a phone message at 747-0373 or just come. Just show up. It's open. We have plenty of space. It's in room 229 up at UAS, a beautiful lecture hall. And it's a great chance to see different people in Sitka. It's kind of networking and training. But we're so happy to have Justin here. Like he said, he's been our coach for the last year and comes with a lot of tools and with a lot of insights from working with communities all over the country. And so Sitka is very unique, but there's some things that we can really learn from other small towns. So it's going to be a great training, a great networking. Of course, there'll be some great food. a little local twist on Friday. We're doing fish tacos in honor of the Fish to Schools project, which was one of the Health Summit goals years ago from Chef Edith. So it's going to be an excellent day and a half of learning, and we'll have two concrete goals that we can really get behind and start moving forward in this next 365 days.
And Justin, this evening you're giving a presentation at the library, and you were talking earlier about what it's like to sort of translate the data that you get about health in a community to some real sort of lived experiences, and also just discuss like what that actually, how that manifests in people's lives on a daily basis. So I'm wondering, what are you going to talk about this evening, and what are the, some of the things you have found about Sitka while you've been preparing for this trip?
Sure. So we know that, well, from research, that health is more than just access to healthcare. Health is really about where we live, learn, work, and play. So we're going to look at the scope of health equity from a different lens of how maybe unemployment or income or education or housing or transportation affect certain people's health outcomes. And the health equity lens is really ensuring that we can think about equal opportunities for health. So not just certain portions of the population, but kind of bringing everyone up to a level playing field.
And so you'll be discussing sort of health equity at large, and then also talking about the county health rankings and certain data measures that you found in Sitka specifically. I don't want to spoil it because I know you want to make sure that people come this evening to the library, but what are some of the surprising things or things that really stood out to you about Sitka?
Sure thing. So what we do is at the County Health Rankings, we provide kind of a snapshot of specific health data measures for every county in the country. And there's about 35 measures that look at various different health outcomes. So we've seen something like children living in poverty, which is about 10% in Sitka. And we'll kind of draw some connections in the group setting of how that connects to health.
And you're also mentioning housing as sort of an overlooked aspect of people's health, but it really does have an effect on emotional and physical health as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be. So the housing can be looked at from an environmental context. So just maybe the healthy environment of the actual housing or the local community around it. But it also can be affordable housing and thinking about what percentage of a person's take-home income is spent on housing and how that maybe unequal balance of income can spread to unequal opportunities to pursue health in other ways.
Yeah, I'm sure housing and affordable housing is definitely on the mind of many Sitkins these days. So that's going to be Justin Rivas tonight at the Sitka Public Library. The presentation is entitled Health Equity and Race Presentation. Learn how income, race, and geography impact health issues. That'll be from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And is there anything else you all would like to add?
Yeah, if you haven't signed up, that is okay. Just come tonight to the library. It's open. There's plenty of space. And if you want to do the planning day, come Thursday. Come at 1 o'clock. Meet who's going to be there and see if you'd like to be a part of picking these two goals that I think could make a big difference in our town. And then finally, just a big thanks to Justin for coming up and being a great coach. And this is the 11th Health Summit, and it really could be the best one.
And can you just remind us, you were mentioning Fish to Schools was one of the old goals that is now manifesting. I know actually there's a salmon bake right now at Sitka High today for their lunch. What were the two goals from last year?
Last year there was one about having all the food groups work in a more coordinated fashion. And another one was to do a community garden because the Blatchley Guard closed. But in the past we've had a wide variety. The Choose Respect mural that's on Blatchley was a goal. One year being bicycle friendly was a goal. The community playground that's getting built at Crescent Harbor. So it's a wide variety. And this year we're really focusing on equity. And like Justin said, what are a couple goals that will bring opportunities to everybody, not just a certain segment of the community, but maybe a certain population that could use some extra community support and access.
Great. That was Doug Osborne and Justin Rivas telling us about the Sitka Health Summit starting today, going through Friday. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll have this interview posted as usual by noon today on our website, kciw.org.